The Autobiography of Martin Luther King, Jr. by Martin Luther King, Jr. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Autobiography of Martin Luther King, Jr. is an autobiography written by Martin Luther King, Jr. himself. It was published in 1998, 30 years after his death. The book is an account of his life, from his childhood in Atlanta, Georgia, to his assassination in Memphis, Tennessee. It covers his education, his involvement in the civil rights movement, and his philosophy of nonviolence. The book begins with King's childhood in Atlanta, where he was born in 1929. He describes his family, his education, and his early experiences with racism. He recounts his decision to become a minister, and his studies at Morehouse College and Crozer Theological Seminary. He also discusses his involvement in the civil rights movement, including his leadership of the Montgomery bus boycott, the Birmingham campaign, and the March on Washington. King also discusses his philosophy of nonviolence, which he developed while studying the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi. He explains how nonviolence can be used to achieve social change, and how it can be used to combat hatred and injustice. He also discusses his views on race, poverty, and economic justice. The book also covers King's later years, including his opposition to the Vietnam War, his work with the Poor People's Campaign, and his assassination in 1968. The book ends with a discussion of King's legacy, and how his life and work continue to inspire people around the world. The Autobiography of Martin Luther King, Jr. is an inspiring and thought-provoking account of one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the civil rights movement, nonviolence, and social justice. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The importance of education. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of education, and he dedicated his life to learning and teaching others. He believed that education was the key to unlocking the potential of all people, regardless of race or background. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of education. He believed that education was the key to unlocking the potential of all people, regardless of race or background. He dedicated his life to learning and teaching others, and he saw education as a way to bridge the gap between different cultures and backgrounds. He believed that education could help to create a more just and equitable society, and he worked tirelessly to ensure that everyone had access to quality education. King saw education as a way to empower individuals and communities. He believed that education could help to create a more informed and engaged citizenry, and he encouraged people to use their knowledge to create positive change. He also saw education as a way to break down barriers and create a more unified society. He argued that education could help to create a more equitable and just society, and he worked to ensure that everyone had access to quality education. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of education, and he dedicated his life to learning and teaching others. He saw education as a way to bridge the gap between different cultures and backgrounds, and he believed that education could help to create a more just and equitable society. He worked tirelessly to ensure that everyone had access to quality education, and he encouraged people to use their knowledge to create positive change. Education was a cornerstone of King's life and legacy, and his commitment to education continues to inspire people today. Main idea number 2. The power of nonviolence. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a proponent of nonviolence as a means of achieving civil rights. He believed that peaceful protest and civil disobedience were the most effective ways to bring about change. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of nonviolence as a means of achieving civil rights. He argued that peaceful protest and civil disobedience were the most effective ways to bring about change. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to achieve true justice and equality, and that it was the only way to break down the walls of segregation and discrimination. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about a lasting peace and to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. King argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about real change, and that it was the only way to create a society where everyone was treated equally. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to break down the walls of segregation and discrimination, and to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about a lasting peace and to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. King's commitment to nonviolence was unwavering, and he was willing to risk his own life in order to bring about change. He believed that nonviolence was the only way to achieve true justice and equality, and that it was the only way to break down the walls of segregation and discrimination. He argued that nonviolence was the only way to bring about a lasting peace and to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. Main idea number 3. The role of religion. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a deeply religious man, and he believed that faith was essential to the civil rights movement. He used religious teachings to inspire and motivate people to fight for justice and equality. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a man of deep faith and conviction. He believed that religion was an essential part of the civil rights movement, and he used religious teachings to inspire and motivate people to fight for justice and equality. He saw religion as a source of strength and hope, and he used it to help people find the courage to stand up for what was right. He believed that faith was the foundation of the civil rights movement, and he used it to bring people together and to help them find the strength to keep going in the face of adversity. King was a firm believer in the power of prayer, and he often used it to help people find the courage to stand up for their rights. He believed that prayer was a way to connect with God and to ask for strength and guidance. He also used prayer to help people find the courage to speak out against injustice and to stand up for what was right. He believed that prayer was a powerful tool for social change, and he used it to help people find the strength to keep going in the face of adversity. King also used religious teachings to help people understand the importance of justice and equality. He believed that faith was essential to the civil rights movement, and he used it to help people understand the importance of standing up for what was right. He used religious teachings to help people understand the importance of treating everyone with respect and dignity, regardless of race, gender, or religion. He believed that faith was the foundation of the civil rights movement, and he used it to help people find the courage to stand up for what was right. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a deeply religious man, and he believed that faith was essential to the civil rights movement. He used religious teachings to inspire and motivate people to fight for justice and equality. He saw religion as a source of strength and hope, and he used it to help people find the courage to stand up for what was right. He believed that faith was the foundation of the civil rights movement, and he used it to bring people together and to help them find the strength to keep going in the face of adversity. Main idea number 4. The need for unity. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a strong advocate for unity among all people, regardless of race or background. He believed that only through unity could true progress be made in the fight for civil rights. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a passionate advocate for unity among all people. He believed that only through unity could true progress be made in the fight for civil rights. He argued that the only way to achieve true equality was to come together and work together, regardless of race or background. He argued that unity was essential for the advancement of civil rights, and that it was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated equally and fairly. King argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone had access to the same opportunities and resources. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone had the same rights and freedoms. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with justice and fairness. King believed that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with love and compassion. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with kindness and understanding. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with dignity and respect. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with justice and fairness. King argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with equality and justice. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone had access to the same opportunities and resources. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone had the same rights and freedoms. King believed that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with love and compassion. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with kindness and understanding. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with justice and fairness. He argued that unity was the only way to ensure that everyone was treated with equality and justice. Main idea number 5. The power of love. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that love was the most powerful force in the world, and he used it to bring people together and to fight for justice. He believed that love was the only way to truly overcome hatred and bigotry. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that love was the most powerful force in the world. He saw it as a way to bring people together and to fight for justice. He believed that love was the only way to truly overcome hatred and bigotry. He saw it as a way to bridge the divides between people of different backgrounds and to create a more just and equitable society. He believed that love was the only way to truly bring about lasting change and to create a better world for all. King used love as a tool to bring people together and to fight for justice. He saw it as a way to bridge the divides between people of different backgrounds and to create a more just and equitable society. He believed that love was the only way to truly bring about lasting change and to create a better world for all. He used it to inspire people to stand up for what was right and to fight for justice and equality. He used it to bring people together and to create a more unified and compassionate society. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that love was the most powerful force in the world. He used it to bring people together and to fight for justice. He believed that love was the only way to truly overcome hatred and bigotry. He used it to bridge the divides between people of different backgrounds and to create a more just and equitable society. He used it to inspire people to stand up for what was right and to fight for justice and equality. He used it to bring people together and to create a more unified and compassionate society. Main idea number 6. The importance of community. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that the civil rights movement was a community effort, and he encouraged people to come together and work together to achieve their goals. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that the civil rights movement was a community effort. He saw it as a collective struggle, and he encouraged people to come together and work together to achieve their goals. He believed that the power of the people was greater than the power of any individual, and that the strength of the community was essential to achieving justice and equality. He argued that the civil rights movement was not just about the rights of African Americans, but about the rights of all people. He believed that the civil rights movement was a struggle for the rights of all people, and that it was a struggle for the rights of all communities. Martin Luther King, Jr. also believed that the civil rights movement was a moral struggle. He argued that the civil rights movement was a struggle for justice and equality, and that it was a struggle for the rights of all people. He argued that the civil rights movement was a struggle for the rights of all communities, and that it was a struggle for the rights of all humanity. He argued that the civil rights movement was a struggle for the rights of all people, regardless of race, gender, or religion. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that the civil rights movement was a community effort, and he encouraged people to come together and work together to achieve their goals. He argued that the power of the people was greater than the power of any individual, and that the strength of the community was essential to achieving justice and equality. He argued that the civil rights movement was not just about the rights of African Americans, but about the rights of all people. He believed that the civil rights movement was a struggle for the rights of all people, and that it was a struggle for the rights of all communities. Main idea number 7. The need for change. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a strong advocate for change, and he believed that the only way to achieve true justice and equality was to challenge the status quo. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a passionate advocate for change. He believed that the only way to achieve true justice and equality was to challenge the status quo. He argued that the existing systems of oppression and discrimination had to be dismantled in order to create a more equitable society. He argued that the only way to achieve this was through nonviolent protest and civil disobedience. He believed that the only way to create lasting change was to challenge the existing power structures and to create a new system that was based on justice and equality. King was a powerful voice for change, and he inspired millions of people to take action. He argued that the only way to create a more just and equitable society was to challenge the existing systems of oppression and discrimination. He argued that the only way to create lasting change was to challenge the existing power structures and to create a new system that was based on justice and equality. He argued that the only way to create a more just and equitable society was to challenge the existing systems of oppression and discrimination and to create a new system that was based on justice and equality. King's message of change resonated with millions of people, and his legacy continues to inspire people to this day. He argued that the only way to create lasting change was to challenge the existing power structures and to create a new system that was based on justice and equality. He argued that the only way to create a more just and equitable society was to challenge the existing systems of oppression and discrimination and to create a new system that was based on justice and equality. He argued that the only way to create lasting change was to challenge the existing power structures and to create a new system that was based on justice and equality. Main idea number 8. The power of hope. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that hope was essential to the civil rights movement, and he used it to inspire and motivate people to keep fighting for justice. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that hope was essential to the civil rights movement. He saw it as a powerful force that could bring about positive change and help people to overcome the obstacles they faced. He used it to motivate and inspire people to keep fighting for justice, even in the face of adversity. He believed that hope was a key factor in the success of the civil rights movement, and he often spoke of it in his speeches and writings. King saw hope as a way to bring people together and to create a sense of unity and solidarity. He believed that it could help people to stay focused on the goal of achieving justice and equality, and to keep pushing forward even when the odds seemed insurmountable. He also saw hope as a way to bring about positive change in the world, and to create a better future for all. King's message of hope was a powerful one, and it resonated with people around the world. It helped to galvanize the civil rights movement and to bring about real change in the United States. His words and actions continue to inspire people today, and his legacy of hope lives on. Main idea number 9. The role of leadership. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a leader in the civil rights movement, and he believed that strong leadership was essential to achieving progress. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a leader who believed that strong leadership was essential to achieving progress. He was a leader in the civil rights movement, and he believed that it was the responsibility of leaders to inspire and motivate people to take action. He believed that leaders should be able to communicate their vision and goals to their followers, and that they should be able to motivate and encourage people to work together to achieve those goals. He also believed that leaders should be able to recognize and reward those who contribute to the cause, and that they should be able to provide guidance and direction to those who are struggling. He believed that leaders should be able to inspire people to take risks and to think outside of the box in order to achieve progress. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a leader who was willing to take risks and to challenge the status quo in order to bring about change. He was a leader who was willing to stand up for what he believed in, and he was willing to put himself in danger in order to fight for justice and equality. He was a leader who was willing to speak out against injustice and to challenge the systems of oppression that were in place. He was a leader who was willing to put himself on the line in order to bring about positive change. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a leader who was able to bring people together and to create a movement that was powerful and effective. He was a leader who was able to inspire people to take action and to fight for what they believed in. He was a leader who was able to bring about positive change in the world, and he was a leader who was able to make a lasting impact on the civil rights movement. Main idea number 10. The need for courage. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that courage was essential to the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to stand up for what was right, even in the face of danger. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that courage was essential to the civil rights movement. He said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." He encouraged people to stand up for what was right, even in the face of danger. He said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." King believed that courage was the key to achieving justice and equality. He said, "The time is always right to do what is right." He urged people to be brave and to take risks in order to make a difference. He said, "Our lives are not fully lived if we are not willing to take risks for what we believe in." King's words and actions were a testament to his own courage. He was willing to put himself in danger in order to fight for what he believed in. He said, "The ultimate tragedy is not the oppression and cruelty by the bad people, but the silence over that by the good people." He was a leader who inspired others to be brave and to stand up for what was right. Main idea number 11. The power of persistence. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that persistence was essential to achieving progress in the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to keep fighting for justice, even in the face of adversity. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of persistence. He believed that progress could only be achieved through hard work and dedication, and he encouraged people to keep pushing for justice, even when the odds seemed insurmountable. He wrote in his autobiography, "We must never give up. We must never become weary in our struggle for justice. We must never become discouraged or disheartened. We must persist until justice is achieved." King understood that the civil rights movement was a long and difficult struggle, and he knew that it would take time and effort to achieve the desired results. He was determined to keep fighting for justice, no matter how long it took. He wrote, "We must never forget that the struggle for freedom and justice is a long and arduous one. We must never become discouraged or disheartened. We must persist until justice is achieved." King's commitment to the power of persistence was unwavering. He believed that progress could only be achieved through hard work and dedication, and he encouraged people to keep pushing for justice, even when the odds seemed insurmountable. He wrote, "We must never give up. We must never become weary in our struggle for justice. We must never become discouraged or disheartened. We must persist until justice is achieved." Martin Luther King, Jr.'s commitment to the power of persistence was an inspiration to many. He believed that progress could only be achieved through hard work and dedication, and he encouraged people to keep fighting for justice, even in the face of adversity. His words and actions continue to inspire people to this day, and his legacy of persistence will live on for generations to come. Main idea number 12. The importance of self-sacrifice. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that self-sacrifice was essential to the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to put the needs of others before their own. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that self-sacrifice was essential to the civil rights movement. He argued that it was necessary for people to put the needs of others before their own in order to achieve true justice and equality. He believed that this was the only way to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He encouraged people to make sacrifices for the greater good, even if it meant personal hardship or discomfort. He argued that this was the only way to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. King also argued that self-sacrifice was necessary to create a sense of unity and solidarity among those fighting for civil rights. He believed that by sacrificing for the cause, people could come together and create a powerful movement that could not be ignored. He argued that this was the only way to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He encouraged people to make sacrifices for the greater good, even if it meant personal hardship or discomfort. King's belief in the importance of self-sacrifice was a major part of his legacy. He believed that it was essential to the civil rights movement and that it was the only way to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. He encouraged people to make sacrifices for the greater good, even if it meant personal hardship or discomfort. He argued that this was the only way to create a society where everyone was treated with respect and dignity. Main idea number 13. The need for compassion. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that compassion was essential to the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to show love and understanding to those who were different from them. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that compassion was essential to the civil rights movement. He argued that it was not enough to simply fight for justice and equality, it was also necessary to show love and understanding to those who were different from us. He argued that this was the only way to truly create a society of justice and equality. He encouraged people to look beyond the differences that divided them and to focus on the common humanity that united them. King argued that compassion was the key to creating a society of justice and equality. He believed that it was not enough to simply fight for justice and equality, it was also necessary to show love and understanding to those who were different from us. He argued that this was the only way to truly create a society of justice and equality. He encouraged people to look beyond the differences that divided them and to focus on the common humanity that united them. King's message of compassion was not only important for the civil rights movement, but for all of humanity. He argued that it was essential to show love and understanding to those who were different from us, and to recognize the common humanity that united us all. He believed that this was the only way to create a society of justice and equality, and to truly make the world a better place. Main idea number 14. The power of forgiveness. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that forgiveness was essential to the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to forgive those who had wronged them. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that forgiveness was essential to the civil rights movement. He argued that it was necessary to forgive those who had wronged them in order to move forward and create a better future. He believed that by forgiving those who had wronged them, people could break the cycle of hatred and violence and create a more peaceful and just society. He argued that by forgiving, people could create a more unified and harmonious society. He also argued that by forgiving, people could create a more compassionate and understanding society. King argued that forgiveness was not only necessary for the civil rights movement, but also for personal growth and development. He argued that by forgiving those who had wronged them, people could free themselves from the burden of bitterness and resentment. He argued that by forgiving, people could find peace and joy in their lives. He argued that by forgiving, people could create a more meaningful and fulfilling life. King believed that the power of forgiveness was essential to creating a better world. He argued that by forgiving those who had wronged them, people could create a more just and equitable society. He argued that by forgiving, people could create a more peaceful and harmonious society. He argued that by forgiving, people could create a more compassionate and understanding society. King believed that the power of forgiveness was essential to creating a better world. He argued that by forgiving those who had wronged them, people could create a more just and equitable society. He argued that by forgiving, people could create a more peaceful and harmonious society. He argued that by forgiving, people could create a more compassionate and understanding society. Main idea number 15. The role of the media. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that the media had a powerful role to play in the civil rights movement, and he used it to spread his message of justice and equality. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that the media had a powerful role to play in the civil rights movement. He saw the media as a tool to spread his message of justice and equality to a wider audience. He used the media to reach out to people of all backgrounds and to educate them about the civil rights struggle. He also used the media to challenge the status quo and to call for change. He was a master of the media, using it to his advantage to further the cause of civil rights. King was a frequent guest on television and radio programs, and he wrote articles for newspapers and magazines. He also used the media to organize protests and rallies, and to call attention to the injustices of segregation and racism. He was a powerful advocate for civil rights, and his use of the media helped to bring the issue to the forefront of public discourse. He used the media to reach out to people of all backgrounds and to educate them about the civil rights struggle. King's use of the media was instrumental in the success of the civil rights movement. He was able to reach a wide audience and to spread his message of justice and equality. His use of the media helped to bring the issue of civil rights to the forefront of public discourse, and it helped to create a sense of urgency and momentum for the cause. King's use of the media was a powerful tool in the fight for civil rights, and it helped to bring about lasting change. Main idea number 16. The need for education. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that education was essential to the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to learn about their rights and to use that knowledge to fight for justice. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that education was essential to the civil rights movement. He argued that knowledge was power, and that people needed to be educated about their rights in order to fight for justice. He encouraged people to learn about their rights and to use that knowledge to fight for justice. He believed that education was the key to unlocking the door to freedom and equality for all people. King argued that education was the foundation of the civil rights movement. He believed that education was the only way to ensure that people had the knowledge and skills to fight for their rights. He argued that education was the only way to ensure that people had the power to make a difference in their communities and in the world. He believed that education was the only way to ensure that people had the power to create a better future for themselves and for their children. King's belief in the power of education was a cornerstone of his civil rights activism. He argued that education was the only way to ensure that people had the knowledge and skills to fight for justice and equality. He believed that education was the only way to ensure that people had the power to make a difference in their communities and in the world. He argued that education was the only way to ensure that people had the power to create a better future for themselves and for their children. Main idea number 17. The power of prayer. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that prayer was essential to the civil rights movement, and he used it to bring people together and to give them strength and courage. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that prayer was essential to the civil rights movement. He saw it as a way to bring people together and to give them strength and courage in the face of adversity. He often used prayer to unite people of different backgrounds and beliefs, and to help them find common ground. He also used prayer to help people find hope and faith in the midst of difficult times. He believed that prayer could be a powerful tool for social change, and he used it to help bring about the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of prayer. He often used it to bring people together and to give them strength and courage. He believed that prayer could be a powerful tool for social change, and he used it to help bring about the civil rights movement. He also used prayer to help people find hope and faith in the midst of difficult times. He saw prayer as a way to unite people of different backgrounds and beliefs, and to help them find common ground. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of prayer. He often used it to bring people together and to give them strength and courage. He believed that prayer could be a powerful tool for social change, and he used it to help bring about the civil rights movement. He also used prayer to help people find hope and faith in the midst of difficult times. He saw prayer as a way to unite people of different backgrounds and beliefs, and to help them find common ground. He believed that prayer could be a powerful force for good, and he used it to help bring about the civil rights movement. Main idea number 18. The role of the law. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that the law was essential to the civil rights movement, and he used it to challenge the status quo and to bring about change. Martin Luther King, Jr. was a firm believer in the power of the law to bring about social change. He saw the law as a tool to challenge the status quo and to bring about justice and equality. He argued that the law should be used to protect the rights of all citizens, regardless of race, gender, or religion. He believed that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same opportunities and rights. He also argued that the law should be used to protect the rights of those who were most vulnerable in society, such as the poor and minorities. King used the law to challenge segregation and other forms of discrimination. He argued that segregation was unconstitutional and that it violated the rights of African Americans. He also argued that the law should be used to protect the rights of those who were discriminated against. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same opportunities and rights. He also argued that the law should be used to protect the rights of those who were most vulnerable in society, such as the poor and minorities. King also argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same opportunities and rights. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same education, housing, and employment opportunities. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same voting rights and other civil liberties. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same legal protections. King believed that the law was essential to the civil rights movement, and he used it to challenge the status quo and to bring about change. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same opportunities and rights. He argued that the law should be used to protect the rights of those who were most vulnerable in society, such as the poor and minorities. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same education, housing, and employment opportunities. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same voting rights and other civil liberties. He argued that the law should be used to ensure that everyone had access to the same legal protections. Main idea number 19. The need for solidarity. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that solidarity was essential to the civil rights movement, and he encouraged people to come together and to work together to achieve their goals. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that solidarity was essential to the civil rights movement. He argued that the only way to achieve true progress was for people to come together and to work together. He encouraged people to stand together in the face of adversity and to support one another in their struggles. He believed that by uniting, people could create a powerful force that could not be ignored. King also argued that solidarity was necessary to ensure that the civil rights movement was successful. He argued that by working together, people could create a unified front that could not be broken. He believed that by standing together, people could create a powerful movement that could not be stopped. He argued that by uniting, people could create a powerful force that could not be denied. King also argued that solidarity was necessary to ensure that the civil rights movement was successful. He argued that by working together, people could create a unified front that could not be broken. He believed that by standing together, people could create a powerful movement that could not be stopped. He argued that by uniting, people could create a powerful force that could not be denied. King's message of solidarity was an important part of the civil rights movement. He argued that by coming together and working together, people could create a powerful force that could not be ignored. He believed that by standing together, people could create a powerful movement that could not be stopped. He argued that by uniting, people could create a powerful force that could not be denied. Main idea number 20. The power of music. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that music was essential to the civil rights movement, and he used it to inspire and motivate people to keep fighting for justice. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that music was an essential part of the civil rights movement. He saw it as a powerful tool to inspire and motivate people to keep fighting for justice. He used music to bring people together and to express the emotions of the movement. He often used gospel music to rally people to action, and he also used popular music to spread the message of the civil rights movement. He believed that music could be used to bring people together and to create a sense of unity and solidarity. King also used music to express the emotions of the civil rights movement. He used music to express the pain and suffering of African Americans, as well as the joy and hope of the movement. He used music to express the anger and frustration of the struggle, as well as the determination and courage of those who were fighting for justice. He believed that music could be used to express the emotions of the movement in a way that words could not. Martin Luther King, Jr. believed that music was a powerful tool for social change. He used it to inspire and motivate people to keep fighting for justice. He used it to bring people together and to express the emotions of the movement. He believed that music could be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity, and to express the emotions of the struggle in a way that words could not.